This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
If you've been driving along I-35 through downtown Austin, you may have noticed large walls going up around certain areas near the highway and wondered, what is going on behind there? Well, those walls are actually noise barriers. They're blocking the sound from loud construction sites where deep holes called drop shafts are being dug. As KUT's Nathan Bernier reports, it's just the start of a massive underground construction project, one that will shake things up, literally.
I-35 is being expanded through Travis County. And in central Austin, that will include dropping the main lanes up to 60 feet beneath ground level, creating a highway canyon and a clear view across the interstate for the first time since it opened in 1962. But having a depressed highway in flash flood alley comes with some obvious risks. So to prevent this traffic canyon from becoming a raging river during rush hour rains, the Texas Department of Transportation is doing something it's never done before in Austin, using tunnel boring machines to create a drainage pipe big enough to drive a semi-truck through it. Deep underground, at a depth of 200 feet, machines will dig a tunnel 22 feet wide, 6.5 miles long, running from I-35 at Airport Boulevard beneath the interstate to Cesar Chavez Street, and then underneath Cesar Chavez to US 183. That's where a pump station will be built to empty out the tunnel after it rains. And while there are some big concerns about putting treated highway runoff into the Colorado River downstream of Lady Bird Lake, the mere construction of this tunnel is going to rattle a lot more than just nerves. This is what it sounded like inside the Keeling Middle School gymnasium in May, right around the time construction started on the drop shafts. And TxDOT held an open house about the tunnel project.
We've got a good crowd already so far.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
More people than I thought, way more.
Yeah.
Even if this $500 million construction project is mostly taking place underground, there will still be some real-world effects at the surface. A lot of people at this open house found out that Boggy Creek west of I-35 will be diverted into the drainage tunnel, and that will reduce the flow of Boggy Creek east of I-35 as it winds through neighborhoods like Cherrywood, Rosewood, and GoValley. TxDOT is saying this will lower the risk of flooding, but having the creek cut off is frustrating to people like Martina Clifton, who loves to walk the Greenbelt Trail under the shade of old pecan trees.
So our creek's flow will be decreased, which does affect the environment and our lives, which are connected to the environment.
But before that happens, the construction will have its own ripple effects, like dump trucks hauling crushed rocks out of the tunnel around the clock. So I spoke with Scott Ford. He's an environmental supervisor with TxDOT's Austin District.
I do know that there's going to be a lot of trucks coming out of those tunnel boring sites because, you know, you got to picture all that volume, you know, and then all that volume, there's got to come out somewhere, and that's where it's going to be.
But that's going to have, as the sign says over there, 24-hour construction, lights, truck noise, dust. What do people expect, and then what does TxDOT or the contractor do about it?
Yeah, so I think with dust is, you know, usually we have sort of an open roadway, and we have to just water with water trucks. That's what we do. If people along the corridor are experiencing too much dust, then they should let us know. We have a phone number that they can contact.
We're putting that contact information for TxDOT in this story at KUT.org. But one of the biggest concerns stems from vibrations by the tunnel boring machines. Ford says the tunnel will be directly under I-35 and Cesar Chavez. And that's where the shaking would be felt the most, right under that right-of-way.
Outside the right-of-way, they'll probably feel vibrations, right? They might feel it. The question then becomes, is that feeling going to cause a problem to their structure, right? You know, you can feel a vibration and it not get close to doing any sort of structural damage.
Almost 100 buildings along East Cesar Chavez were constructed before 1930, according to a technical memo by TxDOT. 14 of those buildings are more than one story tall. The memo warned those buildings may need special attention during the construction phase. The company building the tunnel is called SAK and Shea. They're supposed to survey the condition of all historic buildings along the tunnel's path, both before and after construction, watching for signs of damage. An agreement signed by TxDOT and the Texas Historical Commission requires close monitoring of vibration and quick adjustments if the ground is rattling too much. So to better understand what the vibrations might mean for these structures, I called one of the nation's leading experts on the effects of underground construction on buildings at the surface.
So I used to be an art historian. And I was very interested in historic buildings. And in the late 80s, I got involved with a landmark dispute that involved a historic structure that had been damaged from an adjacent excavation.
One thing led to another, and Deborah Lafer got into civil engineering, earned two master's degrees and a PhD. So Lafer reviewed the tunnel project's geotechnical data for KUT News.
So people will feel vibration. They'll feel, you know, in the same way if there was a big truck running down there at the road. But what we know is it actually takes quite a bit of dynamic action for buildings to move and for them to be damaged. So while it might feel like a lot's going on, the building is probably absorbing it without difficulty.
But she says that does not guarantee there wouldn't be damage. There could even be hairline cracks that appear in walls. So Lafer advises anyone who owns property along Cesar Chavez Street to document such changes by taking pictures. A bigger risk to buildings from underground excavation can come from the ground shifting by the displacement of soil. So Lafer reviewed soil boring samples KUT News obtained from TxDOT.
Even the top layers seem fairly dense. So if you had a very loosely compacted soil, obviously there's more chance of things moving around. So if you imagine a bag of marbles and everything's kind of tied up against each other, there's less chance for movement. Whereas if the marbles are kind of moving around, any disruption to that, quite a few things are going to move.
These tunnel boring machines are so big, they need to be shipped to Austin in parts and assembled on site. And the first one's not expected to arrive until the spring. Before they start digging, the contractor has to hold two touch the truck events on Saturdays where people can get up close and personal with the tunnel boring machines and ask questions about them. Those events have not been scheduled yet. This 6.5-mile tunnel could take about 3 years to complete. I'm Nathan Bernier in Austin.